Water care and conservation of the Waitemata Harbour is the focus of this conversation. The environmental program that Watercare has underway on the harbour and early test results brings us to environmental care manager for Watercare, Nathaniel Wilson. My name's Dale. Nathaniel, thanks for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, Ata Mari, it's a pleasure to be here.
Kia ora. Well, Watercare is such a big organisation, and we know that it has some significant challenges. Tend to associate a lot of the mahi with the Manukau Harbour. But this time around, we're talking about the Waitemata, and I noticed that the rahui has been lifted off the back of the sinkhole situation, which has no doubt kept you busy over the last few months. Nathaniel, maybe you could just touch on that for a moment, please, and also reflect on the relationship with Watercare, perhaps even improving relationship that Watercare has, particularly with Ngāti Whātua Ki Ōrākei. Tell us about the sinkhole situation, please, mate.
Yeah, no problem at all. So, as I think everyone's aware, we lost the main sewer that services hundreds of thousands of people for a good month. And through that time, we had dry weather overflows just constantly going into the harbour. And our first response was to get onto SaySwim, Black Flag, all those beaches, because we didn't know where things were. And we reached out to Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei and basically said, look, we probably haven't had the best and closest relationship all the time, but we really need your help. And Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei absolutely came to the party. So they assessed the situation, put that rahui in, and then as we did the work and so we cleared the blockage, we haven't had any overflows since the 26th of October. And then it was a matter of just looking at the harbour and keeping Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei informed, and they made the assessment on the rahui and lifting that themselves. So we're really keen for that to be absolutely with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei and keen to respect it. So we put pins up on SaySwim, and as Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei was satisfied, they reduced the rahui and we responded in SaySwim in kind. But yeah.
Well, we're talking about sinkholes that developed. One was in Parnell, one was in, I think, Judges Bay. I'm not putting the lean on Watercare here because often the challenges we face, Nathaniel, are the result of intergenerational lack of investment in infrastructure, which is understandable. Nobody wants to spend the big dosh that's involved, but it's such an important aspect of modern-day life in Auckland, the work that the organisation you represent does. Do you feel that Watercare has been left to shoulder the blame here, or that people are realistic about how a situation like this might have occurred?
I think it's reasonable for everyone to have an expectation that we're on top of everything as much we can. This case, I mean, there is an independent review going on, and I don't want to prejudice that, but we had inspected that line a few years ago. We do everything on a kind of a 1 or 2 or 5 year schedule, and things were okay. And then the cyclones and the floods of this year, which were unprecedented, caused a bit more damage under the ground than I think anyone realised. So, it's hard to know. But I think it's reasonable for people to expect us to be, whatever happens, to be onto it and make sure if something goes wrong like this, it's fixed as soon as possible. And we learned some lessons from it.
Tēnā koe. One of the concerns here was the kūtai, which we're aware, because we've been speaking about the kaupapa for some years, Nathaniel, that they have been re-sown in Ōkahu Bay because of the filtering nature of the mollusk and that it can improve water quality. Obviously a bit of a backward step here for the time being.
That'll be one of our big rehabilitation projects, is to work with Revive Our Gulf and look to see what we can do to help that project, recognising absolutely that we've hindered it for a little bit. We want to give back, so we want it better than it was before. So we're looking at things like, can we put some artificial habitat or something for those kūtai and other shellfish to respond and replenish? Yeah, I mean, we were using farmed oysters as a sampling method. So we'd put bags of oysters out, and they sit, as you say, they filter, and so they give us a really good understanding of the long-term effects of this. So, and they survived, which is good, but absolutely recognise we need to give something back.
Tinakwe, there was a massive building project that has been creating networks, tunnels to future-proof us going forward as a city. Nathaniel, I wonder if, just because, you know, I was curious about it and wonder where that work is at. Could you just give us a bit of an overview of that? It's it takes, I think, sewage from all parts of the city out to Manukau, where the Water Care Services main plant is based. How big a job was that?
Oh, it's a massive project. It's still going. So the first half of it, this is a central interceptor project. The first half of it, so from May Road, which is Mount Roskill, that starts or opens up next year. It's a replacement of a really old line, but it's also a chance to make the whole network better. So in this instance, for example, when that whole project is finished and we're looking at potentially extending it all the way up to Point Erin and almost the Harbour Bridge, that new pipe would have cut the head off what was running to Ōraki. So Ōraki's currently got the biggest pump station of our whole network, and it would ease the pressure on that. So it's going to do a lot of really good things. It's going to take a lot of overflows out from the Waitemata as well. But it is a long project that's still going. So first half next year, I think aiming for the rest of it kind of towards the end of the decade.
Tēnā koe. This should make spillage into the harbour, which creates unswimmable beaches, much less frequent?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not just the new pipes. It's also an opportunity to take pressure off the network. You know, we've got a lot of growth in Auckland, and it's a chance to upgrade everything at the same time. And that just takes that pressure off. And means the whole system's less likely to overflow. So it should have a huge difference on the Waitemata. And in Mangere, the wastewater treatment plant is working really well, so the net benefits to the whole city are pretty big.
Tinaku, you mentioned that you think that there's been an enhancement of relationships between Water Care and Te Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. Do you think that it's a reminder that it's worth Water Care developing stronger relationships with all of the iwi of Tāmaki Makaurau, and bearing in mind there are many, some say up to 19 or 20. But what would you say of Water Care developing better relationships across the board with mana whenua and tangata whenua and Tāmaki?
Look, I would say every time we've reached out, we typically have it's always been a problem to start off with, a various issue. Every time we've reached out to mana whenua, they've been generous and we've benefited, and we recognise as a company that we a mutual partnership can only be beneficial for everyone in Auckland. So it's been really amazing. We learn so much from mana whenua, and it can only get better and stronger over time.
You've got a very important role, Nathaniel. What area did you specialise in your academic study to provide a springboard into the mahi you're doing now?
So I'm a chemist way back, and then a geochemist. I did the interaction between rocks and water. So went back to the long-term legacy effects of mining when I did my master's, and some geothermal work when I did my PhD. I'm a chemistry nerd, though. That's what got me here. And it's good because everyone hates chemistry at school, so you can get a job pretty easily if you're good at it.
Fair enough. Oh, you're doing a good job being the communication point for the organisation. It's a huge organisation, Water Care, isn't it? How many people would be involved in its day-to-day operations?
I think we've got, plus or minus about 1,300 people. Mm-hmm. We are the second biggest infrastructure company in New Zealand. I think Fonterra is a bit bigger, but we're next. And then we've got, there's so much work we subcontract out, so I don't know the total, but it's a lot of people. And it's an amazing company to work for. So everyone here is, you know, comes to work wanting to make the city better, which is quite amazing.
At the towards the Himatau, where the main plant is based, there's been a lot of sort of environmental mitigation projects, tree planting, etc. What do you take pride in about what's happening around that precinct?
Oh, absolutely. It is, I would say, one of the most underappreciated parts of Auckland. It's magnificent. You get the dawn and the right weather out there is incredible. And with the Central Intercept team, we did some planting with Makaurau Marae out there maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and it's just amazing to give back. It was great to work with the Marae, and it's just amazing to be able to leave a legacy in your career. So it's really cool, and I'd encourage anyone listening to go do the Mangere Foreshore Walk sometime. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I live around here, so... As you say, it's probably underutilised, but it's a beautiful part of Auckland, and on a windless day, there's no finer vantage point than looking out towards the Monaco Heads. Spectacular. Thanks, Nathaniel. Hi. It's been nice meeting you and having a cordial. All the best.
No problem. It's been a privilege.
Tēnā koe, mate. Thank you. Thanks so much.